It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Sponsorship of this program was provided by...
Looking for the latest in Creed swag, the cleanest restroom around, reasonable gas prices, and a super friendly staff? Then look no further than Downstream Gas and Mercantile in Creed, Colorado. But you don't have to take our word for it. Just listen to some of these recent Google reviews.
The best stop between Lake City and South Fork.
Always a favorite stop when I'm in Creed. Awesome souvenirs and hoodies.
Super clean bathrooms and convenience store. Friendliest staff on the planet Earth.
This is an expanded convenience store where you can find essentials. I wish all convenience stores were this amazing.
The best people from the owner down.
One of the nicest bathrooms at any gas station I've stopped at. And the gas prices were super reasonable, especially for a small mountain town.
Downstream Gas and Mercantile is the proud sponsor for the Creed Labor Day Weekend podcast. Stop in and talk with owner Caitlin Van Aken or her friendly staff about the Creed Mountain Run or the town in general. Located at 117 East 7th Street in Creed, you can't miss it driving into town on the Silver Thread Scenic Byway. Locally owned and operated, Downstream Gas and Mercantile is your one-stop shop for everything you need in Creed. In fact, if Downstream Gas and Mercantile doesn't have it, you don't need it.
The place to be over Labor Day weekend is Creed, Colorado. Activities planned for this three-day weekend include a salsa fiesta, a balloon festival, the Creed Mountain Run, plays and comedy at the Creed Repertory Theater, a bounce house and games for kids, great shopping, live music including Maggie Rains and Crooked Keys, an outdoor movie, and epic views. It's a weekend you won't forget. Everything happens August 30th through September 2nd. Here to tell us all about it is Caitlin Van Aken, owner of Downstream Gas and Mercantile, and Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Creed Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Adam, and we've made the trip back up the beautiful Silver Thread Scenic Byway to come up to Creed and find out what is going on over Labor Day weekend. It's another action-packed weekend, lots of things happening. And here to tell us all about it, of course, is Executive Director of the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce, Kathleen Murphy. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Adam, and everyone listening in podcast land.
Joining us as well to tell us about more of the events going on is Caitlin Van Aken. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
We appreciate you participating with us here. Thanks. So, Caitlin, where are you originally from?
I was born and raised in Austin, Texas, and my family has a cabin in South Fork. So we grew up coming to South Fork and then Creed for the 4th and all of the fun things that Creed does. And then I went to college.
Where'd you go to school?
In Houston, at the University of Houston. Had a great job there. I was a psychotherapist. I didn't feel so safe at that job when I was pregnant and, you know, journeying into motherhood. So I started thinking about where I wanted my children to be raised and the kind of life that I wanted them to have. And I said, well, that's Creed. So I started looking for businesses that were for sale. And there was a couple, like the Blessings Inn, the bakery, and the Wild Beaver gift shop. Then the gas station came for sale. So I bought it and moved myself and my two children up here. Been here ever since.
How long have you been here?
5.5 years.
Obviously, you like Creed.
I love Creed.
How did you get involved with the Labor Day weekend events that are going on?
My first year moving here, I ran the 22-mile mountain run, and I was training for the Chicago Marathon, and that was in October, and so it was just a really good long run. I thought it ended up being way longer and way harder than the Chicago Marathon, but that's how I started running it.
What do you wish you'd known when you started out here?
To cook. I wish I knew how to cook better.
Well, and it's different at higher altitudes, too.
Yes, it is. Things just fall flat all the time, and it takes longer for the water to boil.
And it boils at a lower temperature also.
All right, well, let's look at some of the Labor Day activities that are happening. Lots of events going on. Kathleen, can you give me a little bit of history about this, how this all started?
You know, like most of the events in Creed, someone had an idea and it just blossomed from there. Brian Egoff had the idea about having a mountain run, and Rex Shepard became the race director. And that was 30-some years ago. And as there became more of a need for events to expand, more activities were added.
What is a balloon glow event? I saw that listed as something happening.
On Friday night, the balloons are tethered to the ground. At dusk, they all light their flames and the balloons glow.
Neat. Does the Creed Repertory Theater have events planned or special showings going on Labor Day weekend?
They've got a Boomtown on the 30th, along with Pride and Prejudice. And then on Saturday, they have a matinee of Hazmat, also Pride and Prejudice, and then a Hazmat matinee on Sunday, and then they'll be dark on Monday, like always.
I also understand you're having what's called a major run in a minor town.
So that's the Creed Mountain Run that Caitlin was talking about earlier, and this year we're adding a fourth distance because years ago at a membership meeting, Caitlin said, there should be an ultra, you should add a new distance, and Kyle Urich with the Kentucky Bell was like, ultras are really popular right now. So when I became the director, I went to the two of them and said, you had this idea, so let's make it happen.
That's what happened.
Okay, well, Caitlin, tell us all about this mountain run. What's behind it? What can people expect? Can people sign up and actually be a part of it?
Yes. From my experience, there's always room for more volunteers to help out along the trail. Well, I run the 22-mile run, and it's a long way up. I think that we peak at 12,400 feet, and then we go back down from there. And it's lonely out there. There's not very many people who do the 22. And so I think anybody can show up on race day and sign up.
Absolutely.
You can do a 2-mile run, a 12-mile run. And the 12-mile run is Bachelor Loop. And then the 22, you break off near the top of Bachelor Loop and you keep going. And it's a lot of fun. I had no idea how hard it was going to be. I moved here in January of 2014. I had been running in these mountains and training for, like I said, the Chicago Marathon, and I thought I was going to be okay, you know? I thought I was going to nail this run, and it took everything out of me. I had to recover for about 3 weeks of no running before I could continue training for the Chicago Marathon. I think I came in second place female that year, but the first place beat me by like an hour. So there is that.
What is it about training in the mountains? Why is that special?
I would say it's the elevation and the grades are really steep. It happens really fast.
The terrain, I would imagine, helps also. So if you're used to running on unevenness, then when you run on flatness, you're quick like the flash.
Yes, that's right. And on the downhill side, it's just, there's rock slides everywhere. So there's parts where you're just having to kind of tiptoe and balance your way across some of the rock slides and water crossings, lots of water crossings. And it's beautiful. And I've run the Austin Marathon, Houston Marathon, Chicago Marathon. I run those pretty fast. I do well in those. And it's just nothing like the mountains. And there's always cars and noise and pollution. And you might run by people smoking cigarettes and that affects you too. And in the mountain run, it's just pretty much you and nature. So with the Creed Mountain Run, if you do the 12 mile or the 22 mile, I say that it is the most challenging race, but the most rewarding and fun finish race that there is in this area by far.
So if you're looking for a challenge, absolutely sign up, come and enjoy the race.
Absolutely.
And be sure to stop in Downstream Gas for some snacks and Creed swag and fill up your tank.
That's right.
Now you mentioned needing volunteers. If someone wanted to help, who would they get in touch with?
Anyone that wants to volunteer, please contact the Creed Mineral County Chamber of Commerce, 719-658-2374. We could use folks to help out with the water aid stations. We'll make sure that you get a t-shirt, maybe even have some nice snacks for you, especially for the folks that are volunteering along the course with the Ultra, the 50K.
Anything else about the run you'd like to mention?
We're going to have a band this year, probably going to start around noon on Saturday in Basham Park. Maggie Rain and Crooked Keys has requested to come back and play for that event. They love that they start the summer in Creed, and they asked if they could finish the weekend in Creed. And I thought, yeah, because we're going to have an award ceremony as well. Again, bringing that back. There's also the Salsa Fiesta going on that weekend, so folks can buy their tickets either here at the Chamber of Commerce, or we'll have some tickets for sale up in Basham Park. All the businesses in town will make a salsa, and there's different categories, like a red, a green, a freestyle, a fruit. and folks buy a ticket and they'll sample the salsas and they get to be the judge.
Understand that it's recommended that you get your tickets early for this, because it's something that could actually sell out.
It does.
Yes, it does.
So if you want to be part of that salsa fiesta, certainly get your tickets now.
Yep.
What kind of children's activities are taking place, too, this over the weekend?
I'm pretty sure that Parks and Rec will have their bounce house up. That seems to be a popular thing for the kids.
It was packed over the Taste of Creed weekend. Wow.
Yeah, they had a nice little fundraiser going on that weekend. They're working towards buying a mat for the wrestling and gymnastics program, and they made a nice little dent in their overall goal. If anyone wants to contribute to the Parks and Rec and help buy a mat for the wrestling program, give Christine or Kat a call.
Do you have their number?
719-658-2729.
Now, you mentioned Maggie Rains and Crooked Keys coming up. Is there any other music planned as well?
I'm sure the restaurants will have music that night, but it's a little early for them at this point in time.
And the kids can run the 2 mile mountain run also. I see a lot of kids enter that race, and it's really cute. Are they getting medals this year or a rock?
Well, that's a great question, because I just found out that someone has some of those rocks and I need to reach out to them so that we can bring back the Sow Belly Agate for them.
Nice.
To kind of wrap this up, Friday, you've got the balloon liftoff happening Friday morning. And of course, our coffee and donuts, I understand, available, which is going to support
Mineral County Search and Rescue.
Excellent. Friday night, CRT has something going on. Saturday, again, the balloon liftoff.
Balloons are launched all weekend, weather permitting.
And then there's a pre-flight pancake breakfast even going on.
You know, I'm usually focused more on the mountain run and the salsa, so I just see the balloons from afar.
Where do they actually launch the balloons from?
Airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone has never been to Creed, how do they find the airport?
The airport's about a mile and a half south of Creed, and without being too condescending, you'll see the balloons. So just follow the balloons.
That's what I was going to ask. I'd imagine as they're launching, you can see the balloons from practically anywhere in this area.
You can, yes. Especially if you are down along the river.
And the Creed Mountain Run, it starts at 9 Saturday?
Yes.
And of course, there's the Salsa Festival. More going on at CRT in the afternoon. There's even a possible movie planned, an outdoor movie.
Yes, Parks and Rec will have an outdoor movie. They have not decided yet what that movie will be, and you can watch that movie down by the newly dedicated Ed Hargraves Field.
And the parent-teacher organization for the Creed schools sells sodas and candy and popcorn at those movies. So all of those proceeds go to the Creed PTO.
Caitlin, Kathleen, I want to thank you both for joining us and telling us about everything going on over Labor Day weekend in Creed. Certainly encourage folks to come on up and see all of the neat things that are going on. Thank you both.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Make your plans now to spend Labor Day weekend in Creed. As the unofficial end of summer, all the great activities planned will leave you with a lifetime of memories. Participate in the Creed Mountain Run. Established in 1987, this special run celebrates the end of summer and offers participants the opportunity to enjoy the breathtaking San Juan Mountains in Colorado on a 2, 12, or 22-mile course, or the new 50K run.
Be a part of the hot air balloon activities, sponsored by Creed Balloon Festival, Inc. Spectators and passengers gather each morning for 3 days to participate in the launching of the balloons. Tailgate parties and evening balloon glow events round out this part of the festival.
On Saturday, spice up your weekend with the annual Salsa Fiesta. It's one hot ticket item. People travel from all over the country to taste test their way to a cool glass of water. And the best part of this festival? You're the judge. Tickets sell out fast, so get yours now.
The Creed Repertory Theater is still going strong this weekend with a couple of different plays, Pride and Prejudice or Hazardous Materials. Or get your laugh on at the always unpredictable and explosive improv comedy of Boomtown on Friday night.
And of course, there's always live music, including Maggie Rains and Crooked Keys. So dance your way into Labor Day weekend, August 30th through September 2nd in Creed, Colorado.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided by.
Looking for the latest in Creed swag, the cleanest restroom around, reasonable gas prices, and a super friendly staff? Then look no further than Downstream Gas and Mercantile in Creed, Colorado. But you don't have to take our word for it. Just listen to some of these recent Google reviews.
The best stop between Lake City and South Fork.
Always a favorite stop when I'm in Creed. Awesome souvenirs and hoodies.
Super clean bathrooms and convenience store. Friendliest staff on the planet Earth.
This is an expanded convenience store where you can find essentials. I wish all convenience stores were this amazing.
The best people from the owner down.
One of the nicest bathrooms at any gas station I've stopped at. And the gas prices were super reasonable, especially for a small mountain town.
Downstream Gas and Mercantile is the proud sponsor for the Creed Labor Day Weekend podcast. Stop in and talk with owner Caitlin Van Aken or her friendly staff about the Creed Mountain Run or the town in general. Located at 117 East 7th Street in Creed, you can't miss it driving into town on the Silver Thread Scenic Byway. Locally owned and operated, Downstream Gas and Mercantile is your one-stop shop for everything you need in Creed. In fact, if Downstream Gas and Mercantile doesn't have it, you don't need it.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.